to think about then the stage of life that you are now, what I didn't have then was the Spirit of God that I have now. Because I've grown, right? So my prayer is that a little bit of that would get on some of you. That you would catch that boldness. That I don't care what everybody says about me. I don't care if they call me a Jesus freak. Y'all remember that song? Like, I don't care. Because I'm here for God. I'm not here to please my classmates, right? Because if you're living your life like that, you're going to be miserable. You really would hate every day of school because somebody is going to say something dumb, mean, ignorant, right? Some teacher's going to get on your nerves. They're going to tell you things that you don't want to hear, right? Yeah. But we ain't living for them, are we? Who are we living for? Jesus. Y'all should have been a little bit louder when you said that. Jesus. Right. Come on. Come on. So thinking about leaving a legacy of the Spirit, well, what does the Spirit do in and for us? This is one of those times I will let you answer a question. What does the Spirit do in and for us? Y'all got 3 seconds and I'm going to call on somebody. Read. Because you always like to ask and answer questions. I said, what does the Spirit do in and for us? He lifts us up. That's good. Yeah. Hope. Yeah. Caleb.
Say it louder.
Live. Lift. Lift. Okay. Is the deepness I couldn't hear. Cody. He guides us. Good. Good. See, this is my old faithfuls, okay? If I'm going to ask a question, I know they will answer. So, some of the other things that the Spirit does is the Spirit gives us power, strength, boldness. Jesus refers to him as the comforter. You having a hard day. You need the Spirit, right? The Spirit gives us a way to cry out when we don't have our own words to say. He prays through us for people when they have a need. And that Spirit can be passed from person to person and generation to generation, like Elijah and Elisha. 2 Kings 2, 9 through 15. So if you've been here this summer, you know all about Elijah. You know all about Elisha. We've talked about them. I'm pretty sure I talked about them last week. But so here we are at the end of Elijah's, I can't say his life, but his time on earth. We'll say that. It says, when they came to the other side, Elijah said to Elisha, tell me what I can do for you before I am taken away. And Elisha replied, please let me inherit a double share of your spirit and become your successor. You have asked a difficult thing, Elijah replied. If you see me when I am taken from you, then you will get your request. But if not, then you won't. As they were walking along and talking, suddenly a chariot of fire appeared, drawn by horses of fire. That would be awesome. It drove between the two men, separating them, and Elijah was carried by a whirlwind into heaven. What a way to go. Elisha saw it and cried out, my father, my father, I see the chariots and charioteers of Israel. And as they disappeared from sight, Elisha tore his clothes in distress. Elisha picked up Elijah's cloak, which had fallen when he was taken up. Then Elisha returned to the bank of the Jordan River. He struck the water with Elijah's coat and cried out, where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? Then the river divided, and Elisha went across And when the group of prophets from Jericho saw from a distance what happened, they exclaimed, "Elijah's spirit rests upon Elisha." And they went to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. Like, wouldn't that be so cool? To see a chariot of fire come down from heaven and pick somebody up? That would be awesome. But you know, what did Elisha do? It didn't fall onto Elisha from Elijah, did it? What did it say he did? He walked and did what? He had to pick it up. Some of you have that spirit available to you, but you haven't quite decided whether or not you're going to pick it up yet. The cloak is there. The mantle that represents the priesthood is there, but you haven't quite decided what you want to do. You haven't quite decided if you want to give it your all. I was looking in further in the scriptures, and it refers back to Elijah in Luke chapter 1, verse 17. So an angel comes and he's talking to Zechariah about his son, who was John the Baptist. Said he will be a man with the spirit and power of Elijah. So it wasn't just one person that had the spirit of Elijah. It wasn't just Elisha. So that tells me that the spirit is available to more than just one, right? So that means it is available to you. You know, some in the world would think that it's greater to pass on wealth and material things. But it means so much more to pass on the Spirit. To know that some of what God gave me is in each one of you. Another legacy that I was thinking about is a legacy of love. What did I tell you? I used to say it every service. I'll treat you like my kids. I'll act like your mama. I'll get on you. Right? But what? I love you. And I do. And I will. Because I think of you as my own kids. But I was thinking about in Scripture, the love shown in Scripture. You know, we talked about Peter last week, right? Jesus loved Peter. Jesus had to love Peter, all the silly things that Peter did. Because he continued to show Peter compassion even when he messed up. Jesus corrected him in love. You remember how last week we talked about, you know, Peter denied Christ three times, and then Jesus says that you know I love you. Do you love me? He asked him, do you love me the three times? But he also, even after Peter messed up, he commissions Peter to take care of his people. He calls them sheep. Did you know you were sheep? Yeah. John 21, 15 through 17 says, "After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?' 'Yes, Lord,' Peter replied, 'you know I love you.' 'Then feed my lambs,' Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' 'Yes, Lord,' Peter said, 'you know I love you.' 'Then take care of my sheep,' Jesus said. A third time he asked him, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time, and he said, 'Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you.' And Jesus said, 'Then feed my sheep.'" Because He loves Peter because he loves the sheep. Who are you? The sheep. I think about how God showed love to Israel. Deuteronomy 7, 6 through 9 says, "For you are a holy people, you who belong to the Lord your God. Of all the people on earth, the Lord your God has chosen you to be his own special treasure. The Lord did not set his heart on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other nations, for you were the smallest of all nations. Rather, it was simply that the Lord loves you." He loved his people. If he didn't love them, he wouldn't have given them chance after chance after chance after chance. And when they continued to rebel and the sacrifice of animals wasn't sufficient and the law was too much, God showed us love even more by sending his only son to be the ultimate sacrifice. He gave the one he loved for the people he loved. Jesus brought grace, mercy, and hope where God's people kept falling short. Know that you will mess up. You're not going to be perfect. But that's why God gave his son, so we could have that mercy, that grace. We could experience that love. So tonight, I hope that you feel you have a piece of the Spirit and of love. Do you feel that tonight? Yeah? All right. Well, I'm going to pass the microphone. Yeah, grab that. I meant to tell somebody to do that, but... found this in Joe's office. This is the baton. Do we like, Missy, do you know how to do that?
Thank you very much. Thank you, Pastor Chelsea. All right. That's all right. Give it up for her. All right. Thank you, Pastor Chelsea. So as she talked about, we want to aim to leave a legacy of spirit and love. So she shared about the type of legacy that we're going to leave. And today I want to talk to you about how we build that legacy. So she has built an incredible legacy when it comes to All Y'all's group. You guys are incredible. And a lot of that is a testament to her leadership leading you guys. So I don't take that as any small thing that she's entrusting that to me and Charity to come on board and kind of take the baton. That's a big deal to us, and she has left such a great legacy as a group. So I kind of feel like the aim is to continue. Like, you know, I'm talking about building a legacy as a group. I'm thinking, like, I just want to continue what she's been doing is building that legacy, right? And so I want to speak today. We're talking about building a legacy. I want to talk not as a group. I want to talk individually to every single one of you on the legacy that you can build. And I want to kind of start out with this. God has a legacy that is designed just for you, and because it's from God, it's a good legacy, and because it's a good legacy, it's a legacy worth building and fighting for. All right, so before we walk through how we're going to build that legacy, I want to reground us on a few things. All right, so God is a good God. He's a God of love. He is a God of power. He just spoke a word and galaxies got made into existence, right? That's how powerful he is. But he also is so full of love that he personally sees each one of you. He knows everything you did today. He knows what you're going to do tomorrow. He saw you before you were born. He had plans for you. He designed you the way you are because he has a purpose. All of that. And then what do we do sometimes? We have like kind of go our own way. Pastor Chelsea said sheep. It's funny. There's some sheep behind my house and one got out today. And me and Caleb were back there like this sheep, like, just juking me out, you know, and I'm sitting there, like, trying to catch it, and Caleb had a corner, and I had to corner it. Sometimes sheep don't do what they're supposed to do. Who's ever been like a sheep and not done what you're supposed to do? All of us have. And so finally, we got the sheep herded, But God has to deal with us, and we're like these stubborn sheep sometimes, right? And what does he do? He sent his son anyway. He reaches out to us anyway. He forgives us anyway. He goes ahead of us, and he draws us back, even when we're being like little knucklehead sheep, and he pulls us back in. And so when we realize that, and we receive that, and we say, all right, God, I'm going to decide I'm going to be all in for you. I'm going to be all in for you. This is what he does. He forgives us. He cleans us. He gives us purpose. He sets our feet on the right path. He gives us hope. He gives us his spirit. He gives us his legacy of love. He does all of these incredible things because he loves us, all right? That's the God we serve. And so when you think about legacy, I want you to realize the legacy comes from that God. That's the God who gives you that legacy. And so God has a legacy designed just for you, all right? Because it comes from God, it's a good legacy, and because it's a good legacy, it's a legacy worth building. And so your legacy is a very personal thing. God has in mind a legacy that is specific to you. So look around the room right now. Just look around the room. The legacy that God has for you is going to be different than the people around you. God has gifted you uniquely because he has a unique legacy for you. I want you to look at the person on your right and say, I got my own legacy. All right, look at the person on your left and say, don't worry, you got one too. Everybody here has a legacy from the Lord, all right? Everybody's got a legacy. It's a very, very personal thing. And this legacy is for you to impact and influence other people. So God has packed your life with purpose. And that purpose and that legacy isn't just for you. It's for you to impact the people around you. And so even though the legacy is about the others around you, right? So think about this. The legacy is for the people around you that you're going to build. It has to be built by you. I can't build your legacy for you. Your mama can't build your legacy for you. I can't build your legacy. Pastor Chelsea can't build your legacy for you. God calls you to build your own legacy, and it takes work, but it's a legacy worth building, right? All right, so how do you build your legacy? Well, before you build something that will have a lasting impact, like legacy, you have to first have your own foundation built, all right? So think about that. You want to impact other people, first you have to have your own foundation built. That doesn't mean God can't use you today where you are, but it's so important. If you want a legacy that lasts a long time and that influences a lot of people, you have to work on your foundation because you can't give away what you don't have. You know what I'm saying? You guys listening? You can't give away what you don't have. And you can't give away a legacy if you don't have a foundation built. You have to build your foundation. When I was a kid, me and my friends in our neighborhood, we decided we were going to build the world's best treehouse. So we had all these woods behind my house, as far back as you can imagine, woods. And so we got some lumber, and our neighbors didn't know we were borrowing that lumber, but we borrowed it. Don't do what I did, but we borrowed some lumber. Sorry, neighbors, we borrowed some lumber, and we hauled it way back in the woods. And this treehouse, guys, was going to be so good. And we got this lumber back there. It was going to be a hangout place for the neighborhood. We were going to, like, get a fridge back there somehow. We actually did get a TV back there. And so as we were working on it, we got extension cord after extension cord after extension cord, like hundreds of feet. And we got this little bitty TV. And I remember, this was in the 90s, I remember on a Sunday watching Michael Jordan Bulls versus the Knicks with our little antenna way, way back in the woods. So we had that TV on. We're like, hey, let's build this treehouse. Here's the problem. None of us knew how to build. We didn't know what we were doing. And so you got a board going here. And then we're like, okay, what's next? Let's put a board going diagonal. It made no sense what we were doing. We didn't know what to nail it to, anything like that. And we kind of have our masterpiece, and we're like, this is not good. Guess what? Do you think that treehouse lasted? No. The treehouse didn't last because it did not have a good foundation. For it to last, it would have needed a good foundation. And let me tell you, if you want a legacy that's going to last, you have to have a good foundation. You have to have a good foundation. Jesus talks about this. Matthew 7, 24 to 27 says this. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell down with a great crash. So Jesus is saying here, there are two kinds of people. There are those who hear the words of Jesus and they choose to follow those words. And then there are people who hear the words of Jesus and they choose not to follow his words. But a common thing here is the fact that Jesus' words are out there for everybody. And then as we keep going through the verse, what we find is that everyone has that choice to follow or not follow. But here's a common thing. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat on the house. Let me tell you, I don't care who you are, follower of Jesus, not follower of Jesus. Things are going to get hard in life. You're going to run out of money. You're going to be looking for a job and need a job. You're going to get sick. Your family's going to get sick. You're going to have people at school you thought were your friends say things about you. You're going to be stressed out. You're going to have grades you need to make and pressure and, you know, maybe things at home are hard. I don't care who you are. You're going to have things that are very difficult in your life. And what Jesus is showing us here is that the difference in you surviving those things and thriving and seeing God's purpose in it versus those things taking out your house, the one difference is following the words of Jesus. That's the difference. And so I want you to think about that. When you think about leaving a legacy, continuing in this legacy of spirit and this legacy of love, you're going to have hard things come your way now and later on throughout your whole life. You have the choice. Right now you can make this choice. I'm going to be a person who follows the words of Jesus. And if you will do that, you're going to have a foundation. And what Jesus says, this is so good. Jesus says, when those things come and they beat on your house, they're not going to take you out. They're not going to wipe you out. The enemy wants to take you out. Circumstances will feel like they can take you out. But if you're following the words of Jesus, walking in obedience, those things won't take you out. God will turn it around for purpose. He'll turn it around for good. And you're going to have a foundation where you can leave a legacy for other people. God has a good legacy for you. But before you build that legacy, right, you have to have your foundation, have to have your foundation strong. And so I want to talk about this too. Obeying the words of Jesus and then walking with Jesus, and they go hand in hand, right? Jesus says, if you love me, you obey my commands. And so we don't try to follow Jesus out of this attitude of, oh, I just want to be perfect. I want to be good. I want to be better than the person around me. I want to earn God's love. It's not about that at all. This is a walk with Jesus. And so as you walk with him, you're putting him first in your life. You're saying, Jesus, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do it. I just want to follow you. I want to love you. You're spending time with Jesus throughout your day, just talking to him throughout your day, right? Just having this fellowship with him. If you do that, he's with you all the time. His presence will show up at school. It'll show up on the basketball court or the ball field or band. Just practice walking in the presence of the Lord. And then when it comes time to obey him, you're going to find that you want to obey him. He changes your desires. And so following the words of Jesus, putting those things into practice are so important. And we do that as we walk with him. The outcome of your life will largely be determined by whether or not you're obeying Jesus. It really will. The legacy you leave is going to be determined by your obedience to Jesus. And the breadth, like the depth and the greatness of your legacy is going to be directly related to, are you following him personally? A lot of times I see this in ministry, you see it in life. People get caught up on the clicks, they get caught up on the followers, they get caught up on how big their platform is. Guys, let me tell you, worry about your depth in your walk with the Lord and let the Lord decide where he wants to use you, all right? Just worry about your depth in the Lord, and he can worry about how big of a stage you're on or you're not on. Because listen, when you get to the point where you're just saying, Jesus, I don't know what you have. I just want whatever you want. You're so in love with him, you just want what he wants. It won't even be important how big the stage is. It won't even be important. You let him use you to influence as many people as he wants, but it's about walking with him and just being in obedience and being in love with him, and let him help you build that legacy. And so I want everyone to stand up right now. We're going to do an altar call and all that. And first I want to say, nobody leave during the altar call because we have something at the end, all right? We're going to do something else at the end, so please nobody leave. But Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you that you are a God who has a design for us. You have a purpose for us. You have a legacy that you want us to leave. And God, it's such a good legacy, better than we can imagine, God. It's such a good legacy because you are a good God. You have good gifts for your children. Help these teens to grab on to that. Help them to grab on to the fact that your legacy is better than whatever else they can get out there in the world. It's going to be better. Everybody would just eyes closed and heads bowed. Maybe you hear us talking about legacy and you're realizing that you're building your foundation on stuff that is not Jesus. Maybe you're building it off of looking at things you shouldn't look at. Maybe you're building it off of just trying to be popular. Maybe you just realize you're just walking away from the Lord. And you want to make that decision today. My foundation's not good right now, but I want God to rebuild my foundation. I want to begin following him again, or maybe following him for the first time. If that's you, with nobody looking around, just lift up your hand right now. All right, I see those hands. Anybody else? Anybody else just want to say, God, I know I'm living for me, and I want to rebuild my foundation. I want it to be about you. Anybody else want to raise their hand for that? I mean, I see these hands. Thank you guys for being honest. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for those who are being honest about rebuilding their foundation. I thank you, God, that they're hungry for more. They realize where they are, and God, they want a breakthrough, and they want more of you. And so, God, I ask that you would touch those people right now. God, I ask right now that you would just forgive anybody who wants to be forgiven. Guys, in your own words, begin praying, God, to forgive and heal and restore and rebuild this foundation. Jesus, we give it to you. And Lord, I just ask that you would touch every teen in this place right now. I also want to just ask right now, if anyone out there says, you know what, I want to have a strong foundation in the Lord. Hopefully that's all of us, right? Hopefully that's all of us. Just raise your hand right now if that's you and you say, I want a strong foundation. I want a strong foundation and I want a strong legacy for God. If you would, everybody with your hand raised, I'm going to invite you down here. Just come down here and find a place to pray by yourself. Jesus, as these come forward, find a place to pray. God, I ask for you to move in these altars tonight. I ask for you to meet with people. I ask for you to make your work come alive. I ask you to touch each person today and just do your work in Jesus' name. Leaders, if you're out there, come just find some people to pray with, please.